Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace and peace to you. We'll find the Apostle Paul giving a very similar greeting in just a few days as we proceed into our verse-by-verse study of Paul's amazing little letter to Titus. We're in chapter 1 and verse 2, in which Paul talks about the hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie or who never lies, promised before time began. And we've talked about the life of the eternal one having been placed into the believer. Now let's take the end of the verse where Paul says, before time began. Same word in the Greek as eternal life is the word time or ages. So before the clock started, let's say it this way, before the timeline of man began, God had already preordained that man receive the life of another dimension. Please realize, and I hope this is common knowledge to Christians, that God dwells outside of space and time. God is the creator of all of these things. He's not confined by the clock. So in God's dimension, there is no, as we know it, space and time. He is in the spiritual, the immaterial. You and I exist in the material world. We exist in that which we can see and touch and taste and feel. We live inside of the universe, space, and we live and function inside of time. God is free from those restrictions. He voluntarily placed himself inside of those restrictions when the Word became flesh and dwelt among men. By dwelling among men, it means God dwelled in the dimension of man. Now, outside of that dimension is where God lives, and that is the eternal dimension. Eternal, not in that it starts and then stops, but that it does not know time or space. It is not restricted by the things we are restricted by. When God started the rolling of the ages, according to Titus 1 and 2, which is where we're at, when time began, when God started the clock of natural time, whenever that was, it was already God's design that the supernatural realm overwhelm the natural realm in the lives of his creation. That his creation, though they start in time, in this age, will inherit and have hope of, Titus 1 and 2, eternal life. So that man can escape the time dimension and head into the supernatural. In other words, that man does not have to view his time on earth as the apex of existence, but that this is just his introduction and that he really inherits his eternal life when he meets Christ. Not just when he dies. When you die, you go into the fullness of it, but you begin your inheritance now. How do we know? Paul would say, we have been given the Holy Spirit as the earnest of our inheritance. And that word earnest means down payment. We have been given the Holy Spirit as a down payment on the fullness of our inheritance. But it's just a down payment. It's not the full inheritance. We'll walk into the full inheritance in our eternal life. But until then, we are tasting the beginnings of it. So the middle, let's deal with the middle of the verse, which is the part we haven't said much about. In hope of eternal life, which God, who cannot lie, promised before time began. God, who cannot lie, is a direct, it's Paul taking the thought from Numbers chapter 23 and verse number 19. And I can't say that and then not go read it, so let's do that. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said and will he not do? Or has he spoken and will he not make it good? So Paul takes that reference of God, who cannot lie, who tells the truth, and he uses it to reiterate or solidify the text that he's giving us in Titus chapter 1, verse 2. All right, we'll move on to verse 3 tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.